Hi everyone, welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. This week I wanted to talk about, I guess, how would I say this? My recent struggles with overwhelm, burnout, exhaustion, and however you want to put it. And I also wanted to take this time to say a big thank you to the many messages and words of encouragement that I've received. It's felt like a big virtual hug. And although I had another episode planned this week, I decided that it would be a really good opportunity to talk about this stuff on this episode. Now, before we get into it, I wanted to mention this week's review, and it is from Pamela J. Black from Apple Podcasts in the USA. And the review is inspiring. This podcast has been so helpful and inspiring to me. I love listening to Laura's helpful tips, business advice, and ways to lead a creative life. Her interviews with other working artists are also extremely valuable and provide a way for other artists to feel this sort of connection to each other. Thank you, Laura, for all of your hard work and for giving me something great to listen to while I work in my studio. Thank you so much, Pamela, for that. And I also wanted to say that, Pamela, I absolutely love your art. I know you through Instagram, and I appreciate your message.
Hello, Laura. How are you going?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, and that's okay too.
What a way to start a podcast.
I kind of know how you are.
Yeah, well, it's just, the instinct is to go, yeah, I'm great, but I actually haven't been that great this week. So I want to try and keep this as real as possible. I just hit a wall and got exhausted.
Yeah, I'm physically exhausted.
Yeah, physically exhausted. Mm. And I think this has been coming for a while and the signs were there. Even last week I posted on my Instagram about how I was super excited about getting back into the art business after the school holidays. And, you know, we've got lots of brilliant things planned and I was genuinely looking forward to it. So we're putting together a new online course, got some fantastic podcast guests coming up, all sorts of new things. And I was actually itching to get back into it. I guess what happened was I had very high expectations of what would happen when I actually sat down and started working. And I thought that this course would just come together and these podcast guests would all get lined up beautifully and everything would be organized. And then within a few days, I realized that I wasn't getting through the work very quickly. There was a backlog of emails, DMs and things, and I started to feel overwhelmed. I could feel myself getting stressed out. I'd been doing fine, and then all of a sudden I just felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders. I don't know. I mean, it probably wasn't that bad, but that's how it felt.
Do you know what triggered it?
I don't know. I think it was the fact that I thought the kids going back to school meant that everything would happen seamlessly and perfectly. Mm. So I think it was a misguided, view on what life is like when the kids are at school, because the reality is we're still bumbling along. There's still things that crop up, days that get wasted. For some reason, I thought that I was going to go into superwoman mode, get all this stuff done within the first week. And I didn't give myself any time to have a rest. And then when I posted about it on Instagram, I got so many lovely comments and feedback. And I really must say thank you to everyone, because I felt that enormously. It was like I was given a big virtual hug.
Yes.
And it helped me. A lot of people were saying, you know what, I find that transition from when you've got your kids at home to then getting back into the groove of whatever your routine may be is quite tricky, and transitions in themselves can be quite hard. And there's all sorts of different transitions that you experience in creative life. This one is about our home situation and our kids, but there's other transitions that we experience, like when we put out a new online course and we're in that, you know, work mode, and then it releases and it's very exciting and we often get wonderful feedback and it's it's fantastic. And then after that, there's just like a little bit of a experience, a bit of a downer, because you've had all this excitement and then it's over. The same can happen when you have an exhibition or something that you're working towards that's consumed all your energy, and you think that you're going to feel so fantastic when it all happens, but you feel kind of a little bit depleted and the high isn't quite what you thought it would be. That can be difficult to manage as a creative as well.
Do you think coming back off a long break, because this was the first time where you took a proper break. You went to Bali, you took a break.
Mm.
We went on holidays, you took a break. And you're like, right, when those kids go back to school, I'm on it. Rather than easing your way back in, it was just this massive jump in with both feet.
Well, I think it was a bit of that, because I thought I'd jump back in and be efficient, as I usually, you know, I'm usually work through things quite quickly, but it took me ages to do simple things because I hadn't done them in a while. I was a bit rusty. I also had that backlog from having had 6 weeks off. So it's one of those things where you feel like you're a bit like stuck between a rock and a hard place, because we worked really hard to have that break, and it's part of our overall vision and goal, and it's what we want for our family. But there is a flip side of taking 6 weeks out from your normal art biz routines, that when you come back in, you've got some catching up to do and you've got to get back into it. I think it's for next time, there's always learning in all of this. And it's not that I don't want to take those bigger breaks. It's more about being realistic as to how things will like what will happen when I come back. And maybe that first week back, being a little bit kinder on myself and giving myself a week to kind of ease back in, rather than going, okay, I haven't really worked that much for 6 weeks, so I am going to do this, 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 this in that first week.
Mm.
I think there's a lesson in there for me around, you know, being a bit gentler with those transitions.
I remember that when you started to struggle a little bit, I said to you, just read some of the comments from your post that you put out about being a little bit flat.
Mm.
And some of the comments were amazing.
Yeah, the comments really helped me. And it's always good to know that you're not alone. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have this conversation on the podcast, is because I want people to understand that we all go through these ups and downs, and that it is okay to take a rest. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to express yourself in whatever way feels good to you about how you're feeling. So whether that is telling a friend, it might be writing an Instagram post about it, letting it out in some kind of way. You know, it's okay to step away from social media, which is what I did too. I actually pulled back from social media over the past couple of weeks because I just felt like I needed to disconnect. And also I was finding social media a little bit stressful because I was feeling like I hadn't done enough. And then when I was looking on social media, it's a very busy time of the year, particularly for artists that are in my kind of field, teaching and bringing out new resources. So there's all sorts of stuff happening, which is fantastic. And I was seeing all these things, you know, artists releasing new courses, new PDF guides, new resources, challenges, all that sort of stuff, which is very normal and typical for the beginning of the year. But I didn't have anything. And so I was starting to feel like, where's my thing?
Even though you planned it this way.
Even though I planned it. This is how ridiculous yeah. I am. But I'm letting it out on this episode so that people can get a sense of just how we can be our own worst enemy. So I'd planned it this way, but I still felt that when I was seeing these other things out there. And I was like, where's my thing? And then I was thinking about my thing. And the thing is a new course that we're working on. And at the moment, it's still a bit of a jumble in my head. And it feels like it has been like that for quite a long time. So anyway, I took a bit of a break from social media, and that helps me sometimes, you know, just if I can remove some of the noise and recenter and take some time out for myself. And this doesn't necessarily need to be a long time, although it could be For some people, it might be taking a month off social media, or it could be a day. There's no right or wrongs. It just depends on what works for you. But for me, sometimes it's just taking a few days out from the day to day. I'm reading our notes now and I'm seeing, I was coping okay, but there was an incident involving no milk being in the fridge. And that donuts were required. Yeah, so I had a bit of a meltdown one day and with you over all of this. And I actually said to you that I was just feeling like there's just too much coming in, too much in the inbox, completely lost control of DMs on Instagram. I haven't been able to get on top of them for ages. And I guess it was a little bit of a cry for help, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. And
which is funny because when I tried to help you, you didn't want it.
Well, that's always the way it goes, yeah, isn't it?
So you're a bit bizarre like that, you know? Like you rang up. Yeah, you were not irate. That's not the word I'm looking for. Inconsolable, but without the tears. You know, you were just telling me how hard it was.
Well, I was at the stage where I wanted to vent. I think there are stages with this. And sometimes all you want to do is tell someone how you're feeling without it being fixed. And that was the stage I was at. I was like, I don't want solutions. I don't want practical advice.
I don't want your logic.
I don't want your logic. I just want to be able to let this out. And I think that's actually a good thing to remember sometimes when you're chatting to other people when they're going through stuff, that quite often our instincts are to fix things. And that's not necessarily a bad thing because we did actually move into a stage where fixing was required. Yeah. But there's also a lot to be gained from listening, just letting someone talk about what is going on for them and giving them that space to just let it all out. So that was stage one.
Yeah, because I missed my cue there because I was like, I'll come home.
I'll fix it.
And you're like, no, I don't need you.
I don't want you to fix it. I just want you to listen.
Yeah, and then you hung up.
Yeah.
And then I got back to doing what I was doing and then the phone rang 5 minutes later. Come home. I need you to fix it.
Yeah. But anyway, so that was that particular day. That was about a week or so ago. And I thought I was kind of over it. Mm-hmm. I'd put this Instagram post up. Lots of wonderful messages and encouragement. Was feeling better. But then this week I hit a whole new level of, I guess, what I'd call burnout.
Yeah.
A little bit different to what had been happening before.
Well, it's the first time since we've been working together that it's physically affected you.
Yeah. So I had a day, it was yesterday actually, and we're late on recording this podcast because of this, but I woke up and I just felt ill in the morning, but not like a typical kind of where you feel like you're coming down with a flu or something like that or a cold. I just felt like a low-level nausea, like anxiety kind of feel. And I just felt kind of sick and exhausted. Like I got up, I then lay on the couch and then went back to bed. I told you, I said that I can't do anything today. And I went back to bed and slept till lunchtime, got up, watched a bit of TV, went back to bed and slept for the rest of the day and then slept all through the night. I just didn't even know that I could sleep that much.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I was that exhausted. But there was one additional thing that we took on in the last month or so that I feel like might have pushed me over the edge. You know, sometimes it feels like you're juggling bowls and then you just throw one more bowl in and you just can't seem to.
They all come.
Yeah, everything comes crashing down. So we had another bowl and the bowl was that we quite unexpectedly decided to rent a new studio / office space, and we got an amazing opportunity that we couldn't turn down, but it wasn't in our business plan. It was something that just came, you know, out of left field, and it threw me a bit. And so just to set the scene a little bit, you have an office in a co-working center near us, about 15 minutes away.
Yeah, it's a windowless kind of cubicle slash office that I share with other people. It's safe, secure, and has really fast internet.
So it's been great for us as far as editing the podcast, editing our online classes. Just having something like that has been very helpful. I work from home and have a studio that's a converted garage. And I love that. I love being at home. But we haven't really had a space where we could work together at all. So it's a bit disjointed. Sometimes you're at the office, sometimes I'm at home. And we realize that in order to grow this business, we need to work more as a team. And we needed more space.
I'm taking on some more roles that will require us to see each other more often. And we always had these non-negotiables about an office. You know, it has to have very fast internet. It needs to be in a quiet place. It has to have lots of natural light. And it has to have be a certain size. The good news being, we got it. But the bad news is we got it.
Yeah, that's right. We were super excited about it. But then it was like, we've got to figure out what we're even going to do with this space, because we weren't quite sure, like, what are we going to do there? How are we going to set it up? Yeah, so we've spent the past couple of weeks getting furniture, hanging shelves, connecting internet, you know, making sure the place is secure, deciding what we're going to actually use the space for. It's been quite a journey, and that on top of all the other stuff contributed to me falling in a bit of a heap of exhaustion yesterday. And I'm feeling better today. I know that I'll bounce back from this. I have no doubt of that. I'm sure that I will be more excited and into what I'm doing than I have been this past week. But it's okay. It's okay to feel like I haven't felt very motivated this past week because I've felt tired.
I'm always telling you to get more rest. I don't think you rest enough, and I think you're too, not aggressive, you're very push when it comes to your own work. I'm glad that you did have that little crash, because when you woke up this morning, you had a spring in your step. You said to me something which I really liked. You went, "I didn't know you could sleep so long."
Yeah, well, yesterday I was thinking about it and I asked myself the question, like, how long has it been since you had a proper day off? And I mean a day off when you're not doing anything with anybody else. So, you know, I've had days off when I've been on holidays doing lovely things. I went to Bali recently, those sorts of days off. But what I meant was a couch potato day off. I think it could be in and around 7 years since I've had a full day off where I just watch Netflix and lay in bed. And I don't think that I would be alone in this, because I think there are many busy people out there that have responsibilities, children, grandparents, parents, other things that are taking up their time. It's not always easy, and sometimes it feels selfish and indulgent in a way.
I was just about to say, an unapologetic day off.
And yesterday, for me, you know, we have two kids. You took the kids to school. You picked up our son from school at the end of the day. I was actually able to have a full couch potato day, not a half couch potato day, but a full, you don't need to worry about anything for a day. I think if there's anyone that you know that you could ever gift someone a day like that, then that is something that you don't often realize how appreciated and needed it might be. So for your, you know, if you have a partner or something like that, just letting them have a day where they don't have to worry about anything. A day where you pick up the kids, a day where you might fix dinner. And if you can do that for each other from time to time and let someone have a day of rest, and you let me have a complete day of rest yesterday, you know, there was something like little niggles, like, oh, I've still got that washing on the line, I should bring that in. And I just had to be vigilant and go, you know what, can wait till tomorrow. Just have a day of rest. Mm. See what happens. Like, it was like an experiment. I was like, what would it actually be like to do nothing for a whole day?
You know, last night you were talking about how good it felt just to have that day off. I think you compared it, I think you called it like a kid's day off.
Yeah, I was thinking about our kids on the weekends. You know, sometimes they have days where they don't do much. They just get out of their pajamas and they might play a bit of Nintendo and watch a bit of TV, and very free and easy. Yesterday, I felt like I had a day a bit like that, and it felt good to rest and to actually dedicate a day to rest. And it got me thinking a bit about, well, how can I move forwards from this and learn something from getting to the point where I needed to spend a whole day in bed? We've talked before on the podcast about having like artist dates and things like that. And I think they're great, but they often involve going and doing something, like going and doing a walk or going and out for lunch and stuff. I was thinking about how good it would be to have a day once a month, which was very focused on rest. Could be staying at home and binging Netflix for the day. It could be going and seeing a movie or getting a massage, where the main focus is on how can I rest. And it depends on what you're like as a person, but for me, this is something that I struggle with. I struggle to slow down. And so dedicating more energy towards, sounds funny to say dedicating energy, but you know, actually looking at how can I have more rest is something that I think would help me in the long term.
Half of the battle is giving yourself permission to do it.
Mm.
You know, like, you beat yourself up. And when I say something to you, like, I'll say, babe, just relax, turn it off. And it's always, you don't understand. You don't know how hard I work. This has to get done. These people need their emails responded to. I don't care the fact that it's 2 o'clock in the morning. It all needs to get done. And I just shake my head, because you're writing an email to someone that may be asleep. You know what I mean? Like, it's only important to you.
Yeah, that is true. I definitely feel sometimes a sense of obligation that is on me. It's not the other person putting it on me. It's me being very hard on myself, I guess, and not wanting to let people down. Even though most people, as you say, these people are probably often asleep because the other side of the world that I'm mostly emailing. But yeah, so this is going to be something that crops up again and again. And we've talked about it on the podcast many times.
It's funny because we're talking about this now and like, we've got a very, very busy couple of months coming
we
up.
We do. I'm already exhausted.
Yeah. But I want you to be excited. I want you to be... Because you had a really good day of painting last week.
I did. I had a fantastic day in my studio. And that's the thing. Like, I want people to know that I got exhausted, but I didn't get like down and out or demotivated, because I am very excited about the work that we're doing. I had a great day in the studio last week. I just got very tired, you know. That can happen. You can have all these great things that you're excited about and still get tired. But anyway, as far as what are we doing to keep ourselves healthy in all of this and navigate these ups and downs, because they come with creative life. So there's a few little things that I've A few little changes that we've made. One is, while this getting this office space has been a challenge and putting it together and furnishing it, I do think that in the long run it's going to bring better workflow to the way that we do things, and more efficiencies and more communication between the two of us, so that we can help each other out. More defined working hours as well, which is a big one. So I'll be doing a bit more work from here and then coming home. And then when I get home, home is home. So less of me trying to do my computer work in the lounge room while the kids are chatting and playing and doing what they do. You're also going to help me a bit more with the day-to-day admin and emails and things. So we've
I've changed my email signature.
Yes.
So I am now in charge of laurahornartinfo at gmail.com. I'm now the studio.
You just wanted to throw that in, didn't you? So, so Richie's going to help out with some of the emails that come through. I did put something on my Instagram profile. I've actually asked that if people have a specific inquiry, if they could send me an email rather than a DM. And that's just because I find the DMs really difficult to manage. I love getting the messages, and people send me really, detailed messages, questions and things via DMs. And I understand that. I mean, I reach out to other artists on DM myself, so I totally understand why people use DMs. But from a business point of view, they are so difficult to manage, because in my inbox in Gmail, for example, I have all these ways of filtering, sorting, categorizing, archiving, searching. I can't do that in my DMs on Instagram. It's so basic. The functionality is so basic that things just get lost in a sea of messages. I'm very curious if anyone's listening, how they manage their DMs. If you've got any advice for me on that, I'd love to know, because I don't want to be ignoring them. But at this point, if you've DM'd me and haven't heard from me, my inbox in the DMs is just overflowing. If it's something very specific that someone wants to ask me, an inquiry, I guess, is the best way to put it. An email is definitely, you're going to get a hold of me, much, much better chance of getting a hold of me on my emails. I'm good on email, not so good on DMs. Yeah, and then just the other one is just to take social media breaks as needed. Well, that's it for this week. Thanks everyone for tuning in. I hope that through sharing my story of how I kind of got exhausted, I don't know what to call it, a breakdown, burnout, whatever it is, I hope that through sharing it that you got something out of it, and that encourages you to do what you need to do in order to be healthy and take breaks and definitely get rest. Have a day where you snuggle up with your doona. It's so good and it restores your energy, and I can't recommend it enough. And just a reminder about the online class that's on sale this month, Abstract Adventuring. The coupon code for that will be finishing on the 19th of February, but up to then you can use JAN20, JAN20, and save 20% on that class. So if you want to head on over to laurahornart.com/classes, where you can find out more about it.